RNZ Pacific News, Anisambula Vinaka, I'm Selmanu Tevam Tafai. In Solomon Islands, former opposition leader Matthew Wale will face off with former Foreign Affairs Minister Jeremiah Marnelli for the Prime Ministership. The election of the Prime Minister will be held at 9:30 a.m. local time on Thursday. It will be presided over by the Governor-General, Sir David Vunangi, and conducted by a secret ballot. As far as RNZ Pacific is aware, Mr. Marnelli and Mr. Wale are the only two prime ministerial candidates that have been publicly announced. However, candidate nominations could also be submitted quietly. So until the Governor-General announced the total number of candidates, RNZ Pacific could not rule out the possibility of at least one more horse in the race. Coordinator of the Fiji Women's Crisis Centre, Shemima Ali, says too many women are being killed by their partners. This after a 27-year-old man, Apisei Madigibuli, was charged with murdering his 25-year-old pregnant wife last week at an apartment complex in Suva. Mr. Madigibuli was refused bail on Monday at the Suva Magistrates Court, and the case has been adjourned for May 14 at the Suva High Court. Shemima Ali says women being killed by their partners is quite common.
From January 2013 to date, we have had 52 women murdered around domestic violence by their partners or their husbands. So 52 is too much for us. It's almost like six a year for the last 10 years or so.
If you or anyone you know wants to report an incident or is in immediate danger, call the police. Fiji's Assistant Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, Sakiusa Tsubuna, has met with UN aid staff on the epidemic in Fiji. The Fiji government says discussions focused on the epidemic status of HIV/AIDS in Fiji, its relation to the prevalent drug issue that Fiji faces, and possible means to assist the battle against the epidemic. Mr. Tsubuna reiterated the need for a whole-of-government approach in tackling HIV and AIDS and other related social issues. The UN Human Rights Council's Universal Periodic Review Working Group will examine Vanuatu's human rights record for the fourth time. Vanuatu is one of 14 states to be reviewed during the session from April 29th to May 10th. Vanuatu's record is set for review on Thursday, Geneva time. Vanuatu's delegation will be led by John Amos Nalau, Minister for Justice and Community Services. The UPR is a peer review of the human rights records of all 193 UN member states. Meanwhile, the former Vanuatu Prime Minister and now opposition leader has admitted to RNZ Pacific he has regrets about how he came into power. Ismail Kausako was elected in November 2022 after a motion of no confidence was filed against the then Prime Minister, Bob Loughman. There has been a trail of no confidence motions filed since then and two more prime ministers. Ismail Kausako says Vanuatu's upcoming referendum aims to overcome the nation's persistent political instability, something he says he has regrets about.
Yes, I was so focused about trying to change the country, improving Vanuatu's image. Inadvertence on my part, I believe. I just didn't look over my shoulder to see what was happening behind my back. I've learned my lesson. It's not going to happen again. I will not close my eyes.
An environmental advocate is calling for better protection of coral reefs in Cook Islands. Alex King says some tourism activities can be harmful to the island's delicate ocean health. She says over the years she's advocated for tour operators and tourists alike to be mindful of live corals, saying stepping on coral and even certain sunscreens can cause serious harm.
There's many different things that affect our coral reef, but I think the most direct one that's kind of being swept under the carpet a little bit is our tourism industry. As much as we love and enjoy having our visitors and those that support our businesses locally, we also need to focus on and that environmental management.
She says people need to be more aware of the important role coral systems play in the ecosystem and the lives of Cook Islanders. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, an Auckland principal has such a terrible experience with getting rid of asbestos from his school, he thought of quitting. His school was told fixing 8 classrooms would take 90 days and cost around $500,000 New Zealand, but that's ballooned. The Education Ministry is considering giving schools more help dealing with the dangerous material. Phil Pennington reports.
Glenavon Primary in Blockhouse Bay was told by experts an 8-classroom block up for renovation in 2022 had no asbestos, but it did. The project was supposed to take 90 days and cost $500,000, but is still going and may end up costing 6 times as much. The main contractor, Dayton Percy, says he was exposed to the asbestos and his company has suffered. The principal, John Hunt, says it has been exhausting spending 80% of his time on property problems. He says they always kept the children safe with daily air monitoring, but needed more support.
In Australia, a teenage girl will remain in custody after being charged over the stabbing death of her 10-year-old sister in New South Wales. The ABC's Murray Olds reports.
Emergency services responded to reports of a stabbing at a house at Boolaroo, southwest of Newcastle. A 10-year-old girl was found with multiple stab wounds to the upper body. She was treated by paramedics but died at the scene. Superintendent Tracy Chapman says the 17-year-old was also at the home, and she's confirmed they're treating a death as an act of domestic violence.
They were members of the same household, both the alleged offender and the victim.
Were they sisters?
The offender was the sister, yes.
The 17-year-old was taken into custody for questioning before being charged. Homicide Squad Commander Danny Doherty has described the alleged murder of a 10-year-old as unthinkable.
In world news, judges at the International Court of Justice will respond to a case brought by Nicaragua against Germany over its arms sales to Israel. The German government says the lawsuit is unjustified. The BBC's Anna Holligan reports from The Hague.
Nicaragua argues that by exporting military equipment to Israel, Berlin made itself an accessory to the killing of civilians in Gaza. It says Germany violated the 1948 Genocide Convention by continuing to supply weapons after judges found there was a plausible risk of genocide. Germany's lawyers said no artillery shells or munitions had been exported to Israel since October 2023 and noted that the court had not established that a genocide was taking place. Israel has denied allegations of genocide and said it had the right to defend itself.
In sport, England number 8, Bilivuni Pola, has been fined €250 following an incident on the Spanish island of Majorca at the weekend. Media reports say the player of Dongan heritage had been drunk and threatened customers and employees at a bar. In a statement issued by Saracens Club, Vunipola says he was charged with resisting the law and fined. Meanwhile, his cousin and Welsh international Toby Faletau will be out of rugby for the rest of the season. His Cardiff club confirms the 33-year-old fractured his shoulder in a rugby match at the weekend. Fijian high school student Lolohea Neitasi is the country's latest taekwondo athlete to qualify for the Paris Olympics. The 19-year-old of Suva Grammar School has been selected for the Fiji taekwondo team heading to Paris. The Paris Olympics runs from July 26th to August 11th, while the Paralympics kicks off on August 2nd. South Sydney have sacked coach Jason Demetrio following a dismal start to the NRL season. The Rabbitohs have just 1 win and 6 losses. They also crashed out of finals contention under Demetrio's watch last year, losing 7 of their last 10 games. That's your latest RNZ Pacific News and Sport. For more stories, go to rnzi.com.